It's time for the Ship Report Minute. I'm Joanne Rideout. We see ships passing by on the Columbia River waterfront all the time, and we rarely think about why these particular ships are the ones that can arrive here out of all the ships in the world. Most of the ships we see are arriving from other countries, and they are foreign flagged. But another less talked about feature of the ships we see is that these are the ones that can fit within the restrictions posed by the river. Those restrictions include the depth of the water, the height of bridges, and cargo. The types of ships we see I generally refer to as medium-sized ships, mostly bulk carriers picking up raw materials, because that's the kind of cargo we have here on the river. Some ships we will never see on the Columbia, like the huge, ultra-large crude oil carriers and others like them, some of which have drafts of about 90 feet. Ships that are taller than, say, the Astoria-Megler Bridge height also can't travel upriver past Astoria, and they are also restricted by the height of the fixed bridge at Longview. But most of the ships here on the Columbia that we see have plenty of room to pass, and they do so easily. They are big enough, truly massive in their own right as vessels. But as ships keep getting bigger all the time, and as shippers seek more and more economies of scale, we're going to see ships getting bigger in the years to come. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.